last thing we had on bottom of Chavkim Lamed Aleph, which we had also on the top of Chavkim Lamed Aleph, is the din of Kutro Beis Akisei, which, as we said, are Mazikim that don't get a Chazaka. Even if someone is Muslim for 3 years, Kutro Beis Akisei is not considered to be a Chazaka, because they're considered to be much worse mazikim than all the other mazikim in the past. The Rambam gives a reason for Kutro Beis Akisei, a geder. And the lashon of the Rambam is that hazekon kavua, they're constant mazikim, ve'im adam meichel al elu. And there's no assumption that somebody was Michael just because he doesn't say anything, because the hezek is a constant hezek. The Mela, the Rambam includes in Kutro Beis Akisei also Koel HaNichnasim and Koel HaYotzim, noise, and hezekriya. He says hezekriya and Koel HaNichnasim and Koel HaYotzim, there's also no chazaka on. And there's no assumption of mechila, because they're constant mazikim. They're so constant that even if a person doesn't mind for a while, eventually it gets to him and he minds. Now, we have to realize the Rambam is l'shitasa. How does chazaka work? When somebody's mostly 3 years, by Nisgeshchevim. So we said that the Rambam shita is, it doesn't need a taina. If you're Muslim 3 years, you don't have to have a taina. If you did it for 3 years, the other person was Michael. Now, the other Rishonim learn that 3 years is a raya, that if you have a taina, you're believed. The Rambam understands that 3 years is the vart is mechila. So maybe he says that Kutro Beis Akisei, there's no assumption of mechila. And in Mela, there's no chazak. That's the Rambam sheet. Taisis brings for Rabbeinu Tam. Taisis diber masla in chazak over mizikim. That is a second din by Kutro Beis Akisei. Not just we said Kutro Beis Akisei is no chazak. That's a shtek gemar. Rabbeinu Tam says Kutro Beis Akisei, even if you did a kinyan, yochol azuba. In other words, even if they are eidim that you made a kinyan gomor, that you gave him over the rights. And these Rishayim who learn Chazaka means Chazaka with a taina have to learn that I have a Chazaka of 3 years and a taina that you are machmir to me. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that even with a Kenyan there's no Chazaka, because he could say Sabar Hayisi Sabar Hayashiyach Mekabel. He says Sabar Hayisi, I thought I could be Mekabel, and now I see it's more difficult than I thought, so the male I can't be Makabal. Makapanim. So there's a second din, according to Rabbeinu Tam. There's a din that even Kinyanim don't help for Kutro Beis Akisei, which is, of course, a much bigger Chiddush. The Rashba argues, the Rashba says it's not so, that Kinyanim work. They were not saying Kinyanim don't work. They're just saying that. Now, without a kinyan, it doesn't go. The truth is, the Rashba says even more. He says even mechila helps. You don't even need a kinyan. Mechila b'peh. If you just say b'peh, I'm meichel, that you can have Kutro Beis Akisei, the Rashba holds even that's good enough. So the Rashba of Kutro Beis Akisei is only saying that a chazaka, 3 years, I was quiet, that's nothing. But if I did a kinyan, or I did a mechila b'peh, Rashba says that it's foul, and I can't back out. And Taisus holds, let me buy mechila, but even a kinyan, you can still back out, because you could say that Sabar Ha'isi Shani Yachal Akabel. So we have also, there's one more case, the case of Pupa Yunah. We had a Chafei Amidbeis. Pupa Yunah, who built he got rich, and he built this fancy building. And the banging of his neighbor's Shumshumi, Daiki Shumshumi, was disturbing him. So there, the Mukhi Yosef said that that's also like Kutru Beis Akisa. It was the answering why he already had a Chazak of Gimel Shadim. Why is that good enough? So one of the tourists of Mukhi Yosef is that that's also like Kutru Beis Akisa. See, all these cases are cases. If you take the five cases that I mentioned, Kutru Beis Akisa, the Rambam's two, Hezekiah, and noise. And then the Lukiyasis case of banging, the track, if you think about it, they're different than all the other Niske Shchemim. They affect the person's life. You're living in a place, and there's noise or banging or a person watching you, or smoke or smell. These are things that affect the life of a person in the place. It's not the same as Gefes and Zevel or other things that affect one aspect of it, or Maschila. You can understand the Svara, Maschila, it's an effect. You have water running on a certain part of your property. But these five things that we're talking about, Kutra Beis Akisei, the Rambams do, and the Biyasis, are all five cases, things that just affect your ability. You're sitting in your house and there's a smell or smoke or banging or noise. These are all things that affect the life, and that's the Havach of Kutra Beis Akisei. You take all five together, they're all sort of quality of life issues. But you can't live with a constant smell, a constant... Let's give you a picture of Kutra Beis Akisa. Okay, let's start the next sugya. The mission. What?
Construction site next door from a building or in a port.
Well, if you say construction site again, then he's allowed to build.
It's not going to wait 2 years.
But you have to remember that banging in his house is mutter. Noise is only usher if he brings in others. We say in his house he's allowed to bang as much as he wants. There's not a time. There's a chayla, but it's only kala nechdos and hayayitzim that we pass in the dos. Yeah, but the noise is in the house. Not for the noise is not from the traffic outside. It's from the banking in the house, which I think is what. The funny thing, I didn't see in halacha. It should say how many till what time at night. Like in America, I think in New York, there's a rule. You're allowed to do construction till a certain hour of the night. You're allowed to play music until a certain hour of the night. At a certain time, it becomes... There's a rule when you have to stop. And in Shulchan Aruch, all it said was, in your house, you're allowed to bang and make kalapatish and kalamichayim. It doesn't say a different time that it's also. It just says that it's worth it. You're allowed to play the drums any hour. If you're doing it inside, even if the noise goes outside, it's worth it.
It's
so
why better than outside?
It wasn't the noise that was us, sir. It was the vibrations that were us. The vibrations, it seems different. It's certainly a worse hazard.
So music is vibration.
Music is the vibrations, too. Yeah. I don't think the vibrations bother them. I think it's the music. I don't think the vibrations that bother the neighbors is the noise. Their father. Light, I mentioned to you, I didn't see any place that talks about light. Sometimes it's shriek and flappish. Neighbors have disagreements. The neighbor puts a bright light in the backyard. He's afraid of coming on him, so he puts a bright light. And the neighbor next door says he can't fall asleep because the lights are coming in through the windows and he can't sleep at night. So the lights, I don't think it brought anywhere in the place, because the Piskei Chayshin, he's malakit everything, he writes that he didn't see anybody should talk about it. It's a tzarachin. It would seem to me light is a little similar to all these things we're talking about, Kutra Beis Akisei, except that it's easier to block it. A light, you put a heavy window shade, you can block it. Smell, it's hard to block. Smoke, it's also pretty hard to block it totally. Is it possible? Smoke, you really can't block. What about Hezekiah? What? Who pays for the shade? Well, you're going to have to pay for the shade yourself.
If it's... Without the shade, it's a mask.
Well, then the part is that it's not a mask. But I don't know if shade is a good thing, because you have to remember all the cases we had about windows where you could look into me. We never said, so buy window shades without the nades. It seems it's normal. You don't keep your window totally sealed all the time. Maybe because by day there's no time of a window shade. more light. Or go to sleep, maybe it's more of the time you should have an intention. The structures have, when they block off the sidewalk, you have the Rashba said it's a Riba Hedera. So they also take away parking places, that's worse. Yeah. So that you don't really have much of a choice. Whatever is a takana in the city is a takana. Alright, I don't know, but it's a nice thing to take together these five mazikin, these five, like I said, are the lifestyle mazikin. It seemed that light fits into that a little bit. It's also a constant thing, except that light by day doesn't bother you. These five things probably bother you all the time. Right? The noise and the smell and these things generally bother. I don't know, Clark. Okay, let's see the Mishnah on the other days. We had two Mishnahs on Shaivach, so we come now to a third Mishnah. Starts a brand new sugya. Sugya which is not Ikrai in Bava Basra. Dinim of Rai, Hakan Acharai, Rai Vakarin. And try to understand at least the Pashtas HaSugya. Let's see the Mishnah first. Nipul HaNimtza B'Secha Mishimah. Okay, Mukiyesh has said that once we had one Mishnah of Shaivach, so we'll go sidetracking to other Mishnahs of Shaivach. See, here also, we're not talking anymore about Nisrei Shekhinim in this Mishnah. We'll come back to it in the next Mishnah. But we're talking here about a bird, Nipol HaNimtza B'Secha Mishimam, a bird that fell off, it fell out of his nest, and someone found it within 50 amis of the Shaivach. Hariyu Shabala Shaivach. Gemara will say this is talking about a bird that can't fly. Baby bird. Bird that could fly, there's not 50 amis. Nipal nimtzav zechem yishamama hayu shabal hashayvach. Chus mechem yishamama hayu shalaitzai. If it's more than 50 amis away. So these birds don't have simanim. So if it's not more than 50 amis away, hayu shalaitzai. If you find it, you can keep it. So why are you allowed to keep it? Why are you allowed to keep it more than 50 amis? What? No owner at all. Okay, so if you can how do you understand if you find more than 50 amis? If you can understand, what? So it didn't come from that shayva. So I guess we'll understand that what? That somebody walking by dropped it. How did it get here? It doesn't go more than 50 amis. How did it come? So I guess we'll assume someone dropped it. So it sounds like from Tysus. Tysus seems to say that we assume a guy dropped it. Rubidal Magayim. And this is someone who walked by. And therefore I'll assume it's Shel Guy, Tysus says. So that would only be good if it's a place that most people who walk by are Guy. Most people walk by a Yidin. So I guess there's no simon is Miyayish. Okay. So if it would have come from somebody's Shaivach, maybe you should have done. But here where it's a someone drafted, so you assume he noticed, and therefore it's good. Nimtza bein shnei shayvchais. Karav lezeh shalai. Karav lezeh shalai. If it's with, this case within 50. Between two. So we go bust a karav. Is it vada it came from the karav? No. Because it could go from further and further. But still we go bust a karav. That's the halacha of karav. That if you don't know, you go the karav is mechli. Mechza al mechza, shnei mechleiku. What's mechza al mechza? You find it exactly between two shayfchais. Exactly. What are the odds you're going to find a bird exactly between two shayfchais? Mishnah says, if that happens, so the din is a din of yachleiku that you divide. So here, everyone asks on Tysus, hold on, Brandon, that asks on the Gemara, on the Mishnah, that the halacha perek elu metzias, the Gemara says elu metzias, and the chazayin on the base, that if you find a metzia and you announce it, it has a siman, and two people come and each one says it's his and gives you simanim, that Allah is simanim b'simanim yemunach yaniach l'shem Elohim. Simanim b'simanim, two people give you simanim of the same thing, so yemunach ad shiyavei Eliyahu. So Allah is that you put it away. It's a threat. So the kasha is that what's going on? If the halacha is, if you have a metziah and two people claim it equally, it's yemunach, why in this Mishnah, by mechza al mechza, where you also found a metziah and it's exactly equidistant between two shayfchais, why do you say yachlaiku? So chayrit steer this Mishnah to Yana Gemara. Now, in Bava Metziah, on Daf Beis, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is the kasha. Bava Metziah on Daf Beis, we said by Shnei Mez and Metalis, what's the rule? When do you say Achlaiku and don't you say Achlaiku? So Taisa Shita was, it has to be the Chaluka Yechayel Yezevis. You say Achlaiku as long as the Chaluka could be a true Chaluka. You'd rather do Yachlaiku than Yeimunach. We talked about it then. What's better, Yachlaiku or Yeimunach? Yemunach, nobody wins. Nobody gets the right person. Sechel losing his money. Yachloiku, at least the right person gets at least half. When do you say Yachloiku? When do you say Yemunach? Taisa said, if Chaluka Yechaylu Diyas Emes, it's possible. It's true. It's better than Yemunach. So Yemunach, nobody's going to get it. And here, at least, it's possible I'm doing the right thing. So Kivagar asks that by an Aveda, if you find an Aveda and two people give you the right simon, it's also Chaluka Yechayel Yezevis. It's possible that it belonged to both of them. They were shutfim. How did it happen that two people gave you exactly the right simon on an Aveda? It's possible that it belongs to both of them, and each one is a ganiv. Each one wants the whole thing for himself. He's claiming it for himself. So, but it's Chaluka Yechayel Yezevis. So Frederick Rabbi Akiva Eiger, why don't we say by Simonim b'Simonim that you should say Taka Yachlaiku? Why do you Taka say Yemunach by Simonim b'Simonim? It's Chaluka Yechayel Yezevis. Rashi Shita was that you say Yachlaiku when it's Lekav Adai Rana. It's possible that no one's lying. Simanim v'simanim is the Vade Ramei. What do you say? Two people give the same simon for the same thing. It's a Vade Ramei. So I guess it depends what type of simon they give. You know, if they give you the exact code number, you know, it's something that's it's a cell phone with an ID number. They both give you exactly the same ID number. I guess it's Vade Ramei. Because it's not possible that they both had the same thing. But Shifus, then there's also a Ramek, each was saying totally his. But for Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, there are cases, Simanim v'Simanim, where it could be that they both had such an object and lost it. You could have a case, it depends what the simon is. You know, if the simon is the simon is a rip on a baseball glove. So it could be that two people had the same baseball glove and the same rip. Like there's certain simonim that could be on more than one thing. So Frechter Bekida Eger by simonim is simonim. First he asked like Tosfos, it's always Chaluka Yechayel Yezevis. Then he asked even like Rashi that the Yachloiku depends on Lekav Adai Ramei. You could have cases of simanim and simanim that maybe they're both telling the truth. So why is the halacha yemunach? The halacha should be yachlaiku. So we had from Reb Chaim Briska, we had a teretz above the Sia that we all felt was very geshmak. We used the teretz other places. If I remember Reb Chaim's teretz, why don't say yachlaiku by an aveda? Good. That Rabbi Chaim said that by an Aveda it's different. The Shomer Aveda has an achrayus to return the Aveda. There is the chayav, the Shomer Aveda, to return the Aveda, to do drisha v'chakira. and to find the pasuk. What is it? He quotes a pasuk that the mechayev the Torah d'ray shachicha. The pasuk says d'ray shachicha. You have to darshan. You have to check. You have to examine people to find the right person. The one who finds it must do a good chalu, a good hashav. So it's a shvaka teresur of chayev. The chayev said normally you could do yachloiku. Two people are holding a talis. It could be true, let them split. But once I pick it up and I'm a Shemir Aveda, the Shemir Aveda has to return it to the right owner. The Shemir Aveda can't return it with Chaluka Yechayim Ali Yezem. That's not a Hashava. The Hashava has to be as Vandai as possible that it's Emes. It's not good enough Yechayim Ali Yezem. It has to be Kemat Vandai Emes. Nothing in the world is Vandai, but at least has to be pretty sure that it's Emes. So when we were learning Bav Metzia, it was a great teretz. We enjoyed the teretz that when there's a chiyav hashava, then you can't say achloiku. And the main law, it's very good. The Gemara Bav Metzia says simanim b'simanim yemunach, because you can't say achloiku by a shomer aveda. And with that, we answered shomer gezeila, the same thing. A goslin doesn't return to achloiku, and by monashlishi. Why you can't say Yachlaiku by Manashlishi? Also because Shemer, unless it was all given in one bundle, but otherwise you don't say Yachlaiku by Manashlishi. Because also the Shemer Kadin, well, once you're a Shemer, you have to return it. The very Geshmaka Teretz or Chaim's Teretz, and I think we were all tzufrid with it. Now, we open up Layachbar, and we see Mechza, Al Mechza, Shneyem Yachlaiku. It's not like a Chaim's Teretz, it's not like it's more shred than it's being a steer to a Gemara is worse than a steer to a Reb Chaim. But Reb Chaim's Svara was a very geshmaka Svara. So how over here, so Reb Chanan asks, and Reb Shimon asks, that what's going on here? How can you do Mechtzah Shnei Yachlaiku? By Shemer Aveda, we have this rule that we don't say Yachlaiku. Shemer Aveda has to do a correct Hashava. What? Why is it different? This is that's the Gemara says it's a baby bird, it fell out of the nest. I'll talk to someone's nest. Mm-hmm. It's only yours, Midrabanan. And maybe here it's different because the bird only belongs to them, Midrabanan. But why should that change the rule? That makes it worse. If you have the Yayish, then you certainly can't say Achlaiku. They couldn't keep it before. That's why, if you're not aware of it, it's not a problem. Like the Kashim, if Yishlami does, it's a problem. Why, how do you know he noticed it? It's a Kashim, it's a good Kashim. What? We're working with the assumption that he owns it, even if I'm the one. Yeah. However, your GFE is good, but it doesn't. Lamaisa, the Mishnah does say that it's an Aveda. Yes, he's good. Yes, why is it an Aveda? But Lamaisa says it's an Aveda. And there's no simon on this bird. There's no simon on the bird. But the simon is the Shevach HaKarev. Being Karev is a simon. The shadow that's nearby, that's the simon. So it ought to be Yayish, because Tosman is found near my Shaivach. They're going to return it. The owner doesn't imagine it's exactly 50-50. So it's never the Yayish. What? Why? Someone found the baby bird. Nipal Nimsa, isn't it? What? What? Start the Mishnah. Nipal hanimtza b'secha mishanama. Doesn't mean someone found it? No one found it, so who's asking the shayla? The bird? Why is the bird left to ask the shayla? Who's there both? The ratio, there's no two people. Nipal hanimtza b'secha mishanama, ayusha b'al ha-shayla, chus b'jaray shamayitza. Seems that the one who found it is the one who, hari hu shamayitza. I think someone found it. And the shaymos and the birds, so you're right, they got like that. So Reb Shimon and Reb Chanan say, both of them say the same teretz. And Reb Shimon gives a marshal to explain the teretz. Let's say you have a case of Hamachlif Parah B'Chamar of Nimsa Uber B'Tzida. I'm standing here with you, I trade a Parah for your Chamar. We go to the barn and we see a baby calf next to the Parah. So what's the din? So it's actually a machlokes in the Mishnah, but Simcha says Yachlokes. So let's pretend we're going like Simcha. And I traded a Parah for your Chamar. We go to the barn, there's an Uber. I don't know if it's my Uber because it was born first, your Uber was born later. So we're not fighting, we go to bed, and then it says Yachlokes. Now, that calf gets lost. After the whole story, but see, we didn't even go to Bez. We know the Mishnah. I know the Mishnah. You know the Mishnah. We say, what do you know? The Farish Mishnah happened to us. We traded a par for a chamar. We found the Uber Betzida, and we'll do Yachlaik. Then that calf gets lost, and someone finds the calf. Could he do a hashava to Yachlaik? What do you say? He finds a calf that was. Is there any chesaron in the Maitzi Aveda saying you're doing a Yachlaiku? So Reb Shimon, this Pashit is no problem. Because the Maitzi Aveda is putting it back to where it was. It was in a din of Yachlaiku. And it got lost. And he's putting it back to a din of Yachlaiku. So there's no chesaron in putting it back to a din of Yachlaiku. What Reb Chaim is saying, and the Gemara is saying, Simanim and Simanim, is because there when it was lost, it belonged to one owner. If when it was lost, it belonged to one owner, and now you want to return it to a Yachlaiku, that's no good. But if before it was lost, it was a Yachlaiku Dikakev, so what's the Shaila? Before it was lost, the Yachlaiku Dikakev, so now you return it to Yachlaiku. Zot Reb Shimon, Reb Chanan, same thing with this bird. This bird, like you're saying, the bird before it was found, it was sitting on the floor, exactly equidistant between two shayfim. At that moment, it had a din of yachlaiku. The bird itself was halfway between the two. It was already in a matzav of yachlaiku before the person picked it up. It didn't come later. It's not that he picked up an aveda, and later someone gave simanim, so now he's stuck. And the minute he picked it up, it was in a matzav of yachlaiku. That's like machlo parah b'chamar v'nimtzo rubitzida. That the halacha of Yachlaiku is a said halacha, and you find it, you return it to the place where you found it. So Mimela, there's no shy, there's no quote, there's no stira from this Gemara to that Gemara. That Gemara, Simon and Simon of Yachlaiku, you found an Aveda. At the moment you found it, it was a good Aveda. It was one owner Aveda. Now Simon of Simonim, now we have problems. It's in a daima to hear where it was already in a massive of Yachlaiku from before. So this is that teretz. Shimon is here, and the Shimon is in the Ches. It's the Shari Yasher. There's an Arifus in Shari Dalid Peretes. Reb Chanan is also here. I think I say in Ches here on the mission. So what do you do with Adaraish? So what they're saying is the Chiyev of Adaraish. You're only Mechuyev to put it back to the Matziv where it was before it was lost. Their problems that they had before it was lost are not your problems. You know, they had problems beforehand. Let's say Bezdin would be holding something. Two people fighting over it, Bezdin's holding it. So what do? You return it to the Bezdin. Or let's say a Shimer was holding it. You return it to the Shimer. You put it back to the place from where it was lost. More than that, you don't have to do Adarash Afifa. You have to only darsh it to return it to the place it was lost from. For you to start figuring out if the Uber was born before or after, that then you're right. You have to undo the loss. In which case? How would you have such a Matthias? And why is Bezda passing? Shema is a Metallus. But Shema is a Metallus, and Bezda passing out life would have gotten lost. You're right. How do you ever know which thing? Wait, by Shema is a Metallus? You see, maybe he's not good enough. Let me see about Shabbat. it's yichayel liyais, it's not good enough. You have to know that you're returning it to a previous master. The fact that it could be, that's not the chiyav hashav is more than that. Amar Rav Chanina, Rav v'kariv halchan achah harav. Same statement. We have two ways of working with tzeikus. One is called Rav, halchan achah harav, which we know from all of the shas. One is kariv, which doesn't come up too often in shas, but here it came up in our Mishnah. So which is stronger? Halchan achah harav. Afagav deruba dairaisa v'kurva dairaisa. Afdilahachi ruba adif. So we have here a klal, which the Gemara does not change with all what it goes through in the Gemara. Rav the kariv, rav is adif. You know, ruba chazaka ruba adif. Rav is a stronger hachra. Peshua is, how do you know? Peshua, this is a bay that you. Peshua is, how do you know rav is stronger than kariv? One's a deraisa, one's a deraisa. How do you know one's stronger? So Peshua says, because Raiv, we learn from Divi Nefashis. We learn Raiv, that you go up to Raiv of a Sanhedrin to give Nisa. So we know Raiv is strong enough to give Nisa. So therefore we assume that Raiv is the stronger of the two. Raiv Akarev Afanachar Raiv. Now, I'd like to jump straight into where this is a major problem. In halacha, the Pri Chodesh, those of you who are learning Yeridaya know, the Pri Chodesh starts up with the Shach and Taz alive. With the Ramah, the Shach, the Taz, all over the place. And usually we don't pass them like him. Usually we pass them like, not like the Pri Chodesh. The problem is the Pri Chodesh always has a good kasha. The Chodesh asks, by the halacha in Simen Aleph and Hilchis Shechita, Im avdu gidiya v'tarnagaylov. A shagandu. Somebody has an animal, he recognizes it, not like our Mishnah. He can recognize it's an animal and it's branded, and he knows exactly that it's his animal. So he lost his animal. Umatzum shchutim. Karoi. And when the police went looking for it, when they found the animal, it was a shechted animal. What? He knows it's the same. It's branded with an iron brand. But yeah, that's what he says. Chloris is, no suffix. Matzim shkutim karais.
Is it
shy? Sure, shy, but that's what they do with animals. The birds, that's what it doesn't pay. They brand an animal.
Well,
that is so
comes
from.
What?
No, they found the whole animal, not the steak. The steak doesn't have a brand on it. The whole animal just it has a shkita. They didn't cut into steaks yet. So shechted. So the makim shereiv Yisrael mitzuyim mutarim. So you go by shereiv. If it's reiv yidden, it's mutar. We learned this. I'm on Yeridaya. I was in an aleph. I didn't think, give two thoughts about it. Reiv is mutar. Zok tishach. So cut yizayim. Efilu reiv ha'ir vashok oidek v'chavim. V'cheinim reiv oidek v'chavim mitzuyim sham. If a rive a year vashuk Yisrael, Osir, the Hakel Tol even mitzuyim sham. He says it doesn't depend on most of the city. Even if rive of the city are gayim, but if in the place where this was taken from, this was stolen from, it's motzui rive yidden. Let's say it was in front of a yeshiva, in front of a shul. So on that street, it's rive Yisrael. So it says here that you go bus a rive who are motzli in that spot. As being bus a rive, ashuk shenim tzisham, and it's mutter. Vim shavim bishuk, as being a bus a rive here. If in that shuk it's 50-50, you go bus a rive of the city. Vim shavim b'ir, osim. As a shtetch. In fact, the second case, the same halacha, in busish of the Salomon Ali. You're going in the street and you find meat in the street. So everyone knows that Basar Shem is Salam and Ayin is Asr, which is not really true. Even though everyone knows it. It's not even true that Basar Salam and Ayin is Asr. We don't pass the Basar Salam and Ayin is Asr. So like his rabbi lady, we pass the like lady. People talk, you know, there are stories about meat and this and that, and inaccurate stories. The halacha is, the shita of basash on the salam and ayin asa holds, that if you, let's say you're eating on your porch, you made a mistake, and you're going to get ketchup, you come back out, Rav holds the meat is asa. It's basash on the salam and ayin. It's basa that nobody was watching. We don't pass them like that. It's not true. If you know what it looks like, yeah. If you can be makir, recognize it with a sin, and then it's good. But we don't pass it that's awesome. Rav is chayshish even if a bird switched it. That it's awesome. We don't pass the basher samanayaza. We pass it that if you give basher to a shliach to bring, it's awesome, because for chayshish that a human being switched it. If a person was watching, it was not from you. So then, with chayshish, the felt calls the boshes and the salmon eye. That means, let's say you order something from Kosher Delight, and they send it with a Filipino car service. There's no two simanim where it's supposed to be. Usually for one simon. And they deliver it without a simon. It's awesome. That we paskin is awesome. The felt calls that boshes and the salmon eye. Okay, we really paskin that boshes and the salmon eye. That just no one was watching is mutter. You send it with somebody, then it's a different thing. Years ago, when I was working for Art Scroll, it was the night before one of the Art Scroll Gemaras was going to print. So everyone was working very late. So they ordered supper from a place on 13th Avenue. It was delivered with a Gaisha driver with no simanim. And everyone was very hungry, and this Art Scroll is on down in the warehouse area, 2nd Avenue, in Brooklyn, and there's no, you can't go out and buy food. So they were asking me what the deal is. So I told them, call your rug, because I don't think anybody's going to be mad to it. You know, maybe the French fries, but certainly not the meat. So it was like a problem. If you leave your food out, we pass them, it's worth it. Because we pass them, it's not mine, it's worth it. If you leave your food, you don't give it to anybody to watch. You just leave your food on a table in a park, a public park. You leave your food on the table, you come back, you're allowed to eat it. There's no reason to say a guy switched it. If the guy wants it, he'll eat it. Why would he switch it? It's only when you send with a shliach. Or you have a guy watching your house. That's awesome. But it's not as... Anyway, what's the get to us, it says in Sima Samach Gimel, in the Allah Chabasash in the Salam and Ayin, Basar hanimtza mushlach b'shuk. If you're walking down the street and you find a frankfurter, it's in a bag. It's good. It's got mustard, sauerkraut. You find the frankfurter. Are you allowed to eat it? So the halacha is basar hanimtza mushlach b'shuk. Halacha ha'arayv. The chalde parish, ruva parish. You go basar rayv. Im hayu rayv ha'meichrim oidek ha'chadim basar rayv ha'meichrim Yisrael mutar. As I state here in the halacha. So what does that mean? That means if you're walking down Bnei Brak and you find a frankfurter in the street, you're allowed to eat it. Assuming right the meat in Bnei Brak is kosher. If you're walking in your Yerushalayim, stuff also right frankfurters are kosher. What happens if you're walking down East 9th Street, or Avenue J, and you find a frankfurter? Find meat. Is that meat mutter, or is that meat asur? I think it's fair to say, rife people that walk down that block are yidden. Most meat that's carried down Avenue J between Coney Island Avenue and East 15th Street, rife of it is carried by from a yidden. But rife of Brooklyn is not from a yidden. Rife of Brooklyn is not. So the shaila is when it says here in halacha that nim basa nim to mushla b'shuk halacha harayv, do you go according to rayv of the city, or do you go basa rayv of the mitzuyin ba'isa shuk, that a mitzuyin in that place? That's the shaila. What? Sound problem? Most of Yerushalayim is kosher meat, I believe. What? Oh, the Arab half of Yerushalayim. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, I don't even know the guy who's there half of Yerushalayim. Maybe you're right. So stick to Bnei Brak. All right, but, so what's in there? So Vaita, the Poskim here, Tzechen Tzu Simen Aleph. What did the Shas say? That it doesn't depend on Rav of the city. I feel a Rav a year, and even Rav Hashuk, Oivdei Kechavim. Even if most of the city and most of the Shuk is Oivdei Kechavim. Hakoyel Toli Vimitsuyim Shom. Everything depends on what's Motsui in the place where you are now. And the place where you are now, so we paskin that would be Motsui. This is the halacha. I think the halacha psuka. I think you look at any achrim that we're going to pass them this way. So the prichadash goes to town. I brought the prichadash. I was going to go through it. It's a long prichadash. He says he doesn't understand. They're ignoring the sugya of rav of a karev halchanacha harav. What does our gemara say? Rav, you don't go bus a karev. Karev is Avenue J. You're telling me that you're going Basa Karev. You go Basa Avenue J and not Basa the whole Brooklyn. Why? Because Avenue J is a Shaivach that's closer. The people walking down Avenue J are closer than the people walking down Flatbush Avenue. You're right. It's Taka Karev. But why are you going Basa Karev? Rive is Rive of the Basa in the city is not good Basa. And you're telling me it's Taka Mastaver. You go Basa Karev. Avenue J is Karev. But why are you going? Who cares about Avenue J? Why don't you go bust the rive of the whole city? No, don't cheshbin karev. Cheshbin the whole rive. So prichadosh is matmiya of this halacha. How could it be such a thing? Primogadim brings them in one line. Primogadim says, I'm reading now from Siddur Samach of Gimel. He says, Maskanas hamachav simin aleph hakol aleph acha rive hamotzishom. So this is the cash. So nevertheless, we passed it like the shah. So what are we going to do with the cash? So it's a stark cash. And we're going to study it, it's the answer. So let's learn the next few lines of the Gemara, and I think you tell me that this is not what the Prichadash answers, not what the Prima Gadim answers, but let's learn the next few lines of Gemara and tell me if I'm right, I'm wrong, what I'm thinking. Let's see. Masavirb Zayin. You're saying, Rai v'karav alachacha harai v'haya irak rai v'alachalo. It says this city which is closest to the dead body. Oh, they say it's closest to their body. It means even they are bigger cities. We don't go bust in a bigger city. We go bust the Karev. And for the Gemara, bid the Lekka. The Lez will bust the Ruba, the Alba, be a Shemes Bein Aharif. What's the Maskar? It's the end of the Gemara. Egla Rufa. Somebody has to shine on that. Somebody finds a dead body in the middle of the Colorado Rockies. He finds a dead body. Which city do we attach it to? The Gemara says, Badaleka. There's no bigger city around. But in America, there are plenty of big cities. Who has to pick the Agla Rufa? We say, you don't go bus a car, you go bus a ride. Somebody finds it on the Palisades Parkway, okay? But in the Colorado Rockies, you could say it's a Ben Aharim. There are no people. Someone finds a dead body on the Palisades. All right, it's only Eretz Yisrael. But let's say somebody will find it in the Palisades. Who brings the Egla Rufa? I'll tell you what it sounds like from this Gemara. You go bus a Karev or Rav? Go bus a Rav. What's the biggest city in America? Is New York City the biggest city? What's the biggest? Yeah, New York City. So New York City brings. You find the Palisades, New York City is the biggest city. Right? You're not going to tell Fourth Lee to bring it, that whole city. That's the Egla Rufa. That's where you find the Palisades. What happens if you find it on the, I don't know the names of the highways in the other cities. Let's say you find it in a city that's down in Florida. Let's say you find it in Virginia. You find on a road a dead body. Which city brings? What comes out from our Gemara? Which city brings? Huh? New York, the biggest city. Let's say you find a dead body out in Mexico. Which city brings? You say you don't go bus a courage, you go bus a ride. So Vita, New York City brings, no? What? So it's a different country. Nobody goes there. So if nobody goes, you're right. That's the Gemara's Teretz. We have Shevis Bein Aharon. Then nobody goes there. So Canada people go. If you find a dead body near Toronto, you know who has to bring Dagla Rufa? New York City. No bus arrives. Actually, what comes out is you don't have to measure. Why are you measuring Dagla Rufa? Eretz Yisrael. Dagla Rufa is only in Eretz Yisrael. What they should do is figure out which is the biggest city in Eretz Yisrael. And that city brings every single Egla Rufa. Because Rai Vakara Falchanach Arai. You find a dead body in the Golan, you find a dead body in the Galil, or you find a dead body in the Negev, or you find a dead body anywhere, Rai Vakara Falchanach Arai. Isn't that what we're saying? What? Maybe the biggest city in the world, I don't know. So in the world, you take the whole world, and the biggest city in the world brings Egla Rufa, except Egla Rufa is only Eretz Israel, that's the only problem. But the biggest city is the one that you have to bring. That's what comes out from this Gemara. It doesn't make sense. But the Gemara says Bedaleka means, oh, this is the biggest city. That's Bedaleka. There's no biggest city. That means either there are two cities exactly the same number of inhabitants, or Hashukshad in this Gemara is Oimei Darsheini. It's impossible, I think, to learn this Gemara Hashukshad the way we're learning this Gemara. That you just go bust to the biggest anywhere. It doesn't seem to make sense. Let's do another cash. What? So it's a separate issue, which we believe I don't maybe discuss tomorrow. The Pasha still must arrive here. But what happens if you find a dead body in the middle of a city? Why don't you say, they find a dead body in Fort Lee? Why don't they say the murderer is in New York? Raiva Kara Falkanacha arrived. Why it's only outside of the city? So Rav Shimon in the Shari Yosha tells you to look at the Yaivitz. Now, guys, how Yaivitz here? The Shari Yosha, the whole Shari Yosha, anything I mention is in Shari Dalit Perites. Says you have to look at Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says, it's not pshat, roiv, v'karev, v'chachamach ha-roiv, you go bust at the biggest city in the whole world. It can't be. He says, it's a large piece, starts b'emtza dibur on Tosfos, and I'm going to start from the middle. He says, smack in the middle, loy mishkachas lo egla arufa, you're never going to have an egla arufa, ki yim benimtza eitzel ha-gedoylo shebachol Eretz Yisrael. The only time you can ever measure to the closest city is if the closest city is the biggest city in Eretz Yisrael. And even then, you don't have to bother measuring. Of how they last, it can't be. It can't be such a thing. That can't be pshat in the Gemara. So what do we do if we're stuck? So the academic has a pshat. Or behechrech kach tzorach like. You have to say pshat like this. E maididin ela bekroivais hasmuchais l'chalol misadiv. She'ein ir acheres mafsek. Like this. The dead body was found on a highway out between cities. You pull out a map and you look at the cities that are candidates for an Egla Rufa. The only candidate for an Egla Rufa is a city in all directions, the closest city in all directions. You go south, east, west, northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast. In all directions, you take the closest city. The fact that New York City is a big city 200 miles away, New York City doesn't even go into the treasury. We're talking about the cities that are eligible for the din of an Egla Rufa. Those are the cities that are Saviv HaFalo, as it says in the Fasi. You measure to the cities of Saviv HaFalo, and you measure to those. So those, if one is a Rav, you go bus a Rav. If they're equal, you go bus a Kar. That's the halacha. As I spoke to Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and more than that, if you find a dead body in a city, you don't measure it all because it's from that city. You don't start with Rai Vakarev. It's from there. You start with Rai Vakarev when you're Sveikis. You go past a Rai Vakarev. What?
How far
is part of the city?
No,
so that's a hard thing to answer. How far? He says any city that ain't your Acheres Marsekis. Like Achas Muchalay in Israel. Acheres Tinegal Amarev, Bli Hefsegir Acheres, Maidid in Ezel Karav Layais, the Sirius Achalom. Okay, that doesn't count. See, he's saying you have to start your suffix somewhere. You can't be down the whole world. It's true, the one who murdered him could be anywhere in the world. But you're not down on the whole world. You find a dead body in Mexico, you don't start down the people in New York. You start your down the people that are southern from southern. And that's why you find it in a city, you don't go to other cities. You down that city. As I say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, to me it's Tavra Mistavra. I don't think you can start without it. You know it should be? Right Bakar Valchacha, right. You find a dollar in the street, you should assume the one who lost it is the one who has most dollars in town. No? You find a dollar in the city, well, you should give it to the biggest usher, well, not even in the city, in the world. Any dollar that's found, you should assume bus arrives that Bill Gates lost it. Unless he doesn't bother with single dollar bills. No. What? He's not the richest anymore. At any rate, it can't be. You have to be mad to yourself to Darim of what your subject is. It's a possibility, but it doesn't go into the Din Torah. The Din Torah is on the things that are logical candidates to be murderers for this body. If we're learning correctly, the Prichodesh Kasha shouldn't start. The Prichodesh mixes in Raiv Vakarav Halchanachar Raiv. Now, what are you mixing? Karav and Raiv. When you have Sveikis, something is Chutz La'ir, you have to be done. Where should I judge it? When you find something at a given spot, and that's a clearer spot, this spot, why should I be done? People who walk on Flatbush Avenue, it doesn't make sense. There's no suffix anywhere else. The suffix is right here. You find something in a place, like the Gemara says, Yeshevas Bein Aharim. There's no regular traffic here. I have no idea where the murderer came from. Okay, so I have to start to throw out my thing to be done. But if I find something on this corner, it's the logical smara. I'm down on this corner. My suffix is who goes past this corner. What's he starting? What is the pichadish? What's his whole need of Reva Karev? You know why you don't find Reva Karev in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridaya too much? Because it barely comes up. Most play cases, the shaila is klar. It's right here, and I'm being done right here. It's not a shaila of Karev. Where does Karev come up? When you find chametz, right? You have a nachbar that ran away with chametz, so the question is where? So you go with a Karev. But it rarely comes up in halacha any need of Karev, because usually the location of the suffix is klar. So this would seem to be the correct way to touch up this part of the sugya. And I'm assuming, I don't know any other way to learn the Gemara, otherwise, what does it mean? What does it mean you go bust a rive? Your Karev doesn't matter, you go bust a rive, you go bust the whole world. So, alright, this is at least the way to start the sugya. Tomorrow, it's Hashem, try to work baita with this union of rive.